Yeah, what's unusual about it, and look, at I understand fully that something closes at some stage, but if you look at other events that happened around the country, they went well over at least 2 months. We're not gone even near 2 months yet, because it was the end of January, into February, into March. We're not landed in the middle of March yet. And all of a sudden, and this is the facts, John, from my information, and I've put the questions to Minister Killeary, and it's rather ironic that it's the West, the Midlands and the Northwest that got worst affected, and now it seems to be them that's forced to be closed. They got an email in all their offices from the department to shred every form that they had that wasn't filled, and that was it, no more, which is rather unusual. And I note this week as well that, first of all, some people are getting letters out, which is an insult, to tell them that they thought that they believed they were 2 days out, when in actual fact the ESB tracker would make it very clear that it was 19, 11, 12 days out, and some longer as you in your area. I saw a person got an offer of a tenner from the department, and there is a ferocious trend happening at the moment of refusals, which I believe it's a quick way of processing things to try and get you on an appeal system again. And I think that's not acceptable, to be quite frank about it, with what people went through, John.
The impact of utility bills, the impact of the storm on top of this, has virtually left many people on the breadline.
The most people I see being affected in responses is what I would call Middle Ireland, those that are out working every day and trying to rear a family, pay a mortgage. And whatever is against them people in the state, they believe that they should be able to nearly survive without anything. They've got as hard a hit as anybody else. And if you look at the trends that I'm looking at so far, they seem to be just point-blank refusal. If their fridge got damaged or if their food was damaged, they don't seem to matter. And I think that is very wrong on this. You know, we're going to be holding Derek Leary to account on this, because a lot of promises were given by government, a lot of basically press releases were put out by government during it. Well, now is the time to cough up